This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, April 20th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. 3,000 National Guard troops are patrolling the city of Minneapolis today as the nation waits for a verdict on the Derek Chauvin case. The police officer is facing murder charges in handling George Floyd's arrest last June. After wrapping up closing arguments yesterday afternoon, the trial has moved to jury deliberation. Let us remember that above all, God will bring every deed into judgment, with every secret thing, whether good or evil. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 14. A Christian college in Missouri, College of the Ozarks, has filed a suit against the Biden administration's recent transgender mandate for colleges. The 70-page complaint filed by Alliance Defending Freedom alleges that, quote, the Biden directive compels the college to express through its association with students and housing messages contrary to its religious-informed beliefs and policies, end quote. AdamData.com reports the lowest property tax rates in the U.S. now include Hawaii, Alabama, West Virginia, Colorado, Utah, and Tennessee. By contrast, states with the highest effective property tax rates in 2020 remain New Jersey, Illinois, Texas, Vermont, and Connecticut. On the basis of overall taxes, Kiplinger puts the following states as the worst: Illinois, Connecticut, Iowa, New Jersey, New York, Wisconsin, and Kansas. And the best states with low taxation are Wyoming, Nevada, Florida, Tennessee, and Washington. The funeral for Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, husband of Queen Elizabeth, occurred over the weekend. It included the reading of John 11, verse 25, where the Lord Jesus Christ said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." And according to the instructions of the Duke of Edinburgh, Psalm 104 was put to music and presented. My soul give praise unto the Lord of heaven, in majesty and honor clothed. The earth he made will not be moved, the seas he made to be its robe. Give praise. As of last week, the Food and Drug Administration lifted restrictions on the abortion pill by mail program, reports CBS News. Of the 7.75 million babies killed in the womb, 84% are killed by the use of the IUD. Of the remaining 16%, a little less than half are killed by the abortion pill. Much of the killing happens in secret, but the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Proverbs 15, verse 3. And let us remember that God is the ultimate judge of the world. Psalm 98, verses 8 through 9 says, "Let the rivers clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. With righteousness he shall judge the world and the people with equity." In a New York Times op-ed column published over the weekend, Planned Parenthood's president, Alexis McGill Johnson, has come to denounce the organization's founder, Margaret Sanger. It was entitled, quote, "I'm the head of Planned Parenthood. We're done making excuses for our founder," end quote. Following the expose contained in the pro-life docudrama, Roe v. Wade, Johnson admitted that Sanger, quote, "spoke to the women's auxiliary of the Ku Klux Klan at a rally in New Jersey to generate support for birth control," end quote, and, quote, endorsed the Supreme Court's 1927 decision in Buck versus Bell, which allowed states to sterilize people deemed unfit without their consent and sometimes without their knowledge, end quote. However, pro-life leaders are still concerned that, quote, 80% of Planned Parenthood's abortion facilities are located within walking distance of minority neighborhoods, end quote. And the organization is still the most prominent supporter of the murder of babies in the country. And finally, Gary Miracle, a Christian man who lost all four limbs due to septic shock resulting from complications from the flu in 2019, appeared on Good Morning America late last week. Listen to what he said in the interview as he pointed to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
The Lord gives and he takes away, and he took away my hands and feet. But the rest of that verse says, blessed be the name of the Lord.
At the conclusion of the interview, Miracle expressed his heartfelt gratitude to God.
I'm alive and God is good, and I'm very thankful and blessed to be here and still married to my wife and still the father to my kids.
Miracle's story is featured in Mercy Me's new release entitled, Say I Won't. You can watch the video through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Tuesday, April 20th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.